I certainly would like to introduce
Roy. Who is Roy? He's
Roy.
A cyber expert, right?
He is a cyber expert. He is a CEO and a director of a country called Cybint. Or just let me double
a
check that. A company called Cybint. And he is an absolute expert on cyber security. Roy, good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us here on Chai FM. Very interested to know from you, what brings you to sunny South Africa?
Good afternoon. Actually, I was listening to you talking about being proactive.
Yes.
So actually, that's more or less the reason I'm here, you know, because cybersecurity, when we think about, you know, data protection, online privacy, the online security, is about changing the mindset and being much more proactive than reactive to whatever cyber crimes and cyber attacks going on. And I'm a CEO of a company called Cybint, which is a cyber education company coming from Israel, also working in the United States and some other territories. I mean, we've just launched a partnership here in Johannesburg and in South Africa in general about cybersecurity training and education, going to corporations, going to higher education, and also to vocational training, mainly to solve two main problems, like how to get more people into the space of cybersecurity, what we call reskill people, and also how to help the industry to upskill their current people. So that's the reason I'm here.
So Roy, that's something that kind of strikes me very hard, is the fact that I don't even think people are aware of the risks that they face.
Cybercrime, yeah. Phishing, I mean, just with banking and people hacking into your cards and your information and your Facebook pages and all of that. I mean, where's all of this going, Roy?
Yeah, it's a great question. First, you know, people think that cybersecurity or cyber attacks are something that happens once every few weeks when there is a news, report about that. But actually, we are talking about anywhere between 30 to 60 million attacks per day, worldwide, of course. But many of them also target South Africa and South African companies and government agencies. And the cost, last year, the cost of cybercrimes were around $650 billion. So that's an amazing number. And the damage it costs for the industry and for governments is really, really tremendous. And what's interesting in this context, that about 95% of cyber attacks actually occur because of human error. And that's where we focus, because when people think about cybersecurity, they usually think about, you know, technical challenges and integrating new technologies. And they do all the security patches, hopefully, but they miss maybe the most important part, which is the human patch, you know, how to solve the human factor.
And how to recognize when it's a crime.
Concern.
And to recognize when it's crime.
Sorry, what?
How to recognize when it's crime, because I'm sure that that is a big part of it. Because mm-hmm. sometimes mm-hmm. you don't recognize that a crime is actually being perpetrated or has been perpetrated.
Yeah. Most people don't recognize a cyber attack when it happens. You know, we found that about 60% of people identify that they were attacked only a year later. You know, when they, for example, find out that there was a fraud in their credit card, or that someone messed up with their bank account. And nobody's really immune to that. You know, it's really something that we think, you know, 10 years ago, phishing was something that was more, you know, you got this shady email, something that looks off, looks wrong.
A prince today, wanting to give
phishing,
you his millions.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
You had to send him $1,000.
Discovery, yeah. Wanting to say
exactly,
hello.
Exactly. But today, it's really different. We moved from a concept called phishing to a new concept called spear phishing, which is much more tailored based on social engineering, based on your personal information. So you may get a call or an email from your colleague or client or husband or wife. And this will be based on spoofing, on some other methods. It's much more difficult to identify the threat when it's disguised like that.
Okay, Roy, where do we get in touch with you? You know, if we want to find out more about this, are you speaking anywhere in Johannesburg?
Yeah, so I'm having some speaking sessions, but actually our partners here in Johannesburg, under the institution called IACD, the Institutions of Advanced Cyber Defense. And this institution is right now already launched several programs to train people and candidates that will be in an advanced level of cybersecurity and will be ready to go to the market in a few weeks. And also this institution is now working with different corporations and education institutions in the country. So I would recommend to look for IACD and reach out to them. These are our partners here in this country. And you, of course, you can also reach.
All right, this is just a terrible line, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.